Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know I got the tea on all the latest trending topics. I'm in everybody's business. Y'all know the vibe. So get y'all drink going. Get y'all vibe going. It's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. So, y'all, this isn't music or fashion related by all means, but I have to start off my show with this and shed some light on the situation because that's what my heart and my mind is telling me to do, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. So, I want to send out my heartfelt condolences and prayers to the 21-year-old Delta University student Trey Reed's family and his friends. Originally, the police reported that this man was found in his dorm room deceased, which that was what his family was told, which they just now found out after watching television that he was found hanging on a tree on the campus. Now, his body was actually found hanging from a tree on the university campus September 15th. There are serious concerns regarding this. The fact that the authorities have given this information in conflict on where his body was found, the family is now calling for a release of all surveillance footage from the campus and requested an immediate independent autopsy. Y'all, this is so heartbreaking, and it bothers me that they supposedly found Charlie Kirk's shooter, allegedly, within 24 hours at a university campus, had footage released, campus ring cameras, and all types of things. Now, a black man is hung at a university in Mississippi on the campus. At that, no camera footage, no nothing, false statement to his family on his body and where he was found in his death. On top of that, I haven't seen this all over the news. It's not being put out there. That's crazy. I'm speaking out on something that's right, something that needs to be done, and we want justice for Trey Reed. May he rest in peace. And we want his family to get that justice. Okay, y'all, so my girl Cardi B is getting ready to drop her sophomore album, Am I the Drama, September 19th. And she just dropped the names of the collaborators on her project. And a few of those tracks, they have fire names, including Cash Cobain, Kehlani, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Selena Gomez, Summer Walker, Tyler, and Janet Jackson. Y'all, this is fire. This is a fire list. But my good sis got Janet Jackson, Miss Dax, you know what I'm saying, to do a track. That's fire. She's the first female to ever have her on a track. I know that's right, Cardi. So, y'all, while I'm speaking on Cardi B, though, not only did she announce that her tour, Little Miss Drama, is taking place and starting off in February, but she also stepped into Gayle King's show and announced her fourth pregnancy with her new boyfriend, football player Stephon Diggs. Y'all. I just knew it because y'all know when Cardi gets to wearing them schoolgirl skirts and them certain outfits, big outfits to cover it up, y'all know what's up, because I know I did. I was just waiting for my sister to say what's up, but nah, for real. I'm so happy for her and her new album and everything she got going on. She been through a lot, and she letting that hurt go and enjoying love for the first time. So, congratulations, Cardi. I see you at the tour, girl, because I know I'm getting my tickets. I will be there, and I'm definitely gonna be sitting for a row. And also, y'all, Cardi B also took it upon herself on one of the podcasts she's been on recently, and she has some advice to give to y'all ladies out there. And she's saying that, like, for you ladies, y'all need to glow up and more so move on. Stop stressing over someone who already showed you they don't value you. Stop checking your phone. Stop sitting around waiting on calls, rereading old messages like they gonna hold the answer to your peace. Cause they don't, she said. The closure you're searching for isn't in them, it's in you. You have to be yourself, she says. The minute you decide, you know, you done begging for the bare minimum, you already the one. Cardi B said it best. Don't cry over no man. Better yourself. Put the same energy into building your dreams, chasing your bag, taking care of your body, and protecting your peace. I know that's right. She said set boundaries, heal wounds, and let love find you. I know that's right, Cardi. And I feel the same way wholeheartedly Cause I'm definitely done let go of the hurt and the pain from the past. I done moved on. I'm living in the soft girl era now. I'm in my bag. I'm handling my business. I'm bossing up. Have a great man. And I'm loving every minute of it. So I feel you, Cardi. Congratulations, boo, on everything you got going on. And I will see you at the tour, baby. Shout out and congratulations to hip-hop legend Rakim, y'all. He received the George Peabody Medal from Johns Hopkins University Peabody Institute, becoming the first rapper ever to earn the conservatory's highest honor. Recognizing Rakim's groundbreaking contributions to music and culture, he also addressed graduates reflecting on hip-hop's journey from the streets to prestigious institutes. The honor comes as Peabody launches a new Bachelor of Music program in hip-hop marketing, a major milestone for the genre and the academic music education. Ooh, I know that's right. Yes, I love this. This is powerful. And y'all know Rakim is a legend. So congratulations, Rakim. You have paved the way for a lot of these artists that's out right now. So y'all, the man who's wanted for stealing Beyonce's music hard drive has been arrested finally. According to TMZ, Kelvin Evans was arrested for the theft in Fulton County. Although he was captured, then unreleased music is still nowhere to be found. Lord Jesus. I don't know, y'all. I'm still kind of feeling a little iffy about this situation. To me, it feels like some type of distraction. Like, what they got going on that they trying to distract people and make up certain scenarios? I don't know, because something is still not adding up with this whole situation. It's kind of crazy, but that's just my opinion. Y'all know me. I'm going to talk my shit. So, I don't know, y'all. Something going on that they trying to distract us from. Definitely. So, y'all, I am so proud of all the females in the game. They really been putting on and showing that it's a woman's world. We can do just the same thing as men. So, with that being said, huge shout out to my girl Glorilla. Y'all, the rapper just stacked her 6th number one on the mainstream R&B and hip-hop airplay charts. Thanks to Tyfa. I know that's right. That makes her only the 3rd female rapper to ever reach the half dozen mark. Cardi B has 11, Nicki Minaj has 10, and then here comes my girl Glorilla with 6. Like, I am so proud of her, for real, for real. Just watching how much she has grown and elevated and seeing all her achievements is so amazing. It is so amazing. Not to mention, y'all, last week hearing how she responded, defending herself against Young Thug and his girl Mariah, talking about her on that jail call that was released. I ain't gonna lie, if y'all heard it, y'all heard it. She ate both of them up. And if y'all know, y'all know, she took it to the old days. Back to when we was roasting in the lunchroom and having the vibe. She even used the same beat and she ate them up one by one. And that's a different story. But yeah, congratulations to my girl Glorilla. You deserve it all. And I can't wait to see what more you coming with for the rest of the year. So, another dope vibe. Shout out to music artist 2CR. He done went from platinum selling music artist to now a college athlete, y'all. That's hard. I know that's right. He done took it to his social media with the post saying, man, the Lord is wonderful, blessed to receive an offer from Sacramento State. Thank you and big shout out to head coach. This don't even feel real, man. I'm speechless right now. I don't even know what to say. He also posted a picture in his football uniform. Y'all, this was so random of some news. But I absolutely love this for him. He must be fired with football, obviously, because he done made the team. But that just shows, like, no matter who you are, if you got a dream, don't ever give up on your dream. It's never too late to do what you love to do and pop your shit as he should. So congratulations to 2C. Can't wait to see you play. I know you gon' kill it, period. Okay, y'all, so social media is going crazy over the news that Ciara and her husband Russell have legally changed Future's son with her Future's last name to Wilson as well. I mean, I don't know what the big fuss is and all the crazy stuff people talking. I mean, she's married to the man. He's been in this little boy's life as his father figure, where his actual father hasn't been around. And he loves him enough to be like, hey, you are my son, and give him that last name. That's a good man, Savannah. That's a good man. So what's the problem? Future himself even stepped in to the spotlight on the post and saying pretty much he don't care. And that's so disrespectful. So I'm glad he has a positive male role model in his life, a male figure that's willing to step in and show him the path and the right way to treat women and do certain things and be able to be family oriented, you know, everything that Russell has, he'll be able to carry on to him and be a good person to him. So y'all stop tripping on my girl. Stop tripping. She got a good man and they're now a family. And yes, his last name is Wilson now. Alright y'all, I'm done talking my shit for today. I truly appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. You know the vibes, each and every Friday and Sunday. This is Talk With Chocolate. I am your host with the most, Dior the Chocolate Dow. And speaking of me, y'all, my EP Body Language is out right now on all platforms. So make sure y'all go run and stream it. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Pandora, wherever you find it, Dior the Chocolate Dow, Body Language. Until Sunday, y'all, I am signing out. Peace.